Hold on, Mama. I'm on a whale. What do
October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, make plans to attend a great paranormal conference and investigation at the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Come investigate over 300 haunting rooms with great investigators who are also your speakers for the event. Speakers such as Jimmy Morris, founder of Texas Paranormal Research and host of Ghost Chatter on Para-X Radio, Bishop James Long, Archbishop of the Old United States Catholic Church and host of the Sacred Division on Para-X Radio, Rick Hayes, founder of Life Gifts, Paul Brownie of Clarksville Ghost Hunters, and many more. Tickets for either day are only $25, and two-day tickets are $40. A very few VIP tickets will be sold at $60, which includes both conference days and the Saturday night investigation, as well as attending the VIP barbecue with the hosts and guest speakers. For more information, see the website at www.myspace.com/teamVAPR. All proceeds will go to saving the Old Pittsburgh Hospital Fund.
On June 12, 2009, analog television transmitters across the United States were silenced. But what has that silence revealed? Radio voice phenomena and paranormal occurrences are at an all-time high. WRVP is on the case.
You might have missed some object humping.
Join our host, Eric Dion, and his two lovely co-hosts and cat suits, Jess and Amy, as they attempt to unravel the universe.
Go, monster!
In small caffeinated bursts. WRVP Radio on Monday nights at 10, only on the Para-X Radio Network.
What are you touching?
I'm not touching anything.
Rule number five.
Notice cat suits may only appear in your imagination.
Welcome to Sepia RVP, Radio Voice Phenomena, with your host Eric Dion and his two co-hosts, Jessica Dion and Amy Dreammaster. We'll talk with the foremost experts in paranormal activity and share our thoughts with you every week here on Sepia RVP. Now here's your host, Eric Dion.
And we'll introduce you
Welcome
guys
to Sepia RVP Radio.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Dion, and with me, I have special guests with me, Dr. Jess and Amy the Paraminx.
We need rubber glove for Jess. Dr. Jess is in the house.
So.
Woo! All right. Where do we want to put this rubber glove?
Don't look at me. All right, a couple little things real quick, everybody. Tonight, yes, we're live, as always.
We're live, what?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, crap, I thought we were...
Better put your pants back on.
Doing this in the past. Uh-oh.
Yeah, time travel, back to the future. Yeah, don't go to the webcam. No. All right, yeah, and it's hat night, Scott.
It is.
Yeah, we all have hats on.
It's called Bad Hair Day for the girls. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow.
And I have a little too much hair growing, so I got a clean shave. So hey. But go to live video on top of the Para-X page, and you'll be able to view the webcam, and also you'll hear the unedited footage. You won't get to hear the music during the breaks and stuff for the commercials.
I'll play music.
But yeah,
Amy has music.
Amy can play music. Yeah, I'm not going there. I'm thinking Tommy Collins. Flute thing.
I can play this.
Don't post that. All right. So yeah, we have Dr. Jess and Amy with us, and
Dr. Jess.
And Dr. Jess. And We're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to have the Michigan Night Stalkers on.
Yeah.
And Jess's Autumn Mix is going to be on.
Yes.
And we're going to have Father O'Leary join us later.
Yes, he's our Ireland. He's our correspondent from Ireland, correct?
Ireland. I thought it was Gaelic, but...
Well, that's what they speak.
No. Well, I thought it was a breed or something. I don't know. It shows how much I know. So.
Right.
I'm eating and talking on air. What the hell?
It's all right. Hey, it's your show.
We have Michigan Night Stalkers, like I said. We'll have the news with Eric Schultes later. And probably have some other interesting bits and...
Scraps.
Bits and... Yeah, I can't bring myself to say the other word.
We're not calling anybody live tonight, though, and bitching them out, so sorry, guys.
Not yet, at least. Right? I have my eye on a few people out there. But we will talk we'll probably bring up some topics later. I probably have a rant or two to go on after our guests are on. Ah, son of a... You know what?
Son of a biscuit eater.
Yeah, and if you're watching the webcam, I'm drinking plenty of water tonight. So, goal is to have all this water... gone before the show ends.
Oh my god.
So
he's gonna pee himself. Did you wear a diaper?
So no. I gotta, well, when I'm done, I'll have another bottle to fill up.
Oh, come on.
I'll fill it up on the air.
No. We got live
webcam. We'll sit here and I'll refill this jug.
And
when I'm done
I will vomit all over.
Made me miss my lip. What the hell? All over my pink shirt.
Yes. By the way, everybody, if you're not watching the webcam, Eric has a pink shirt on and a brown cowboy hat with shells on it. It's hot.
I know something.
If you refill that jug, then the name of the water will fit more.
Huh.
What?
It's the name of the water. Deer part.
It's Eric's favorite animal.
I don't get that one. I'm slow. Yeah, no booze. Girls think I have a kidney stone, Rusty, so I don't know.
Yeah, we're making
so
you drink water.
I'm having to flush my system out with water.
Just in case everybody in the world wanted
deer water.
To know.
Yeah, so, yeah, very useful information.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And so if you do see me kill over or something...
If anybody has any advice for getting rid of a kidney stone...
webcam Addy, Rusty, is go to parex.com and click live video at the top of the screen.
I can kidney punch them.
Yeah, don't kidney punch me. I was going to say something else. What was I going to say?
Let me kidney punch you.
Juice. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Rusty's show earlier in the night. And I want to thank you all for sticking around, even though you're probably too drunk after being in the Black Cat Lounge. Reverend Tim, as always, does a great job leading into us. And,
you rock, Reverend Tim.
Reverend Tim!
Woo!
Woo!
High five!
I'll polish your shoes when I see you.
Woo!
So,
what the
hell? Well, yeah.
Oh snap!
What the hell?
I just
dropped my phone.
Sorry.
All right, so we're breaking out the rubber gloves and getting ready to interrogate Michigan Night Stalkers. And with us on the line, we have Chris and Bob. Correct?
Yeah, that's right. How's it going, guys?
It's going fantastic.
It's a good thing he got your names right.
Oh, yeah.
Great host.
You guys are having too much damn fun over there. Come on.
We always
have fun.
That's the point of the game.
It's supposed to be a serious show now.
You know what the best drug is?
Life.
Para-X.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes. My precious.
And, you know, I got this hat just for you, Rusty.
Anyway.
Just so you know, I'm wearing it when we come over to Australia next year.
Giddy up.
And I'm going to have a big knife.
Anyways,
so I can
back
hunt
to our
kiwis and dingoes. A big knife.
All right. We've got guests on the line.
All right. Well, sorry. I can't call up. All right. Well, you know what? I'll let the girls carry over some.
I don't want to now.
Well, you know what?
I'm going and hide in the corner crying.
All right. Well, who wants to start by explaining what Michigan Night Stalkers are and what they do?
Flip a coin. I say.
Go ahead, Bob. Well, Michigan Nighthawkers actually, we had been together maybe for about 4 months now. Actually, how it started, there was originally three of us. Chris and I, we've been in the paranormal field for years. I've been in it since 93, and I think he's been in it since like 2000. And both him and I, we've started numerous groups just dynamics and things and worked out with our previous groups. And both of us actually took some time off. I took some time off to start a family and pursue a music career. And so did Chris. I think he took some time off to pursue a family also. And then we just kind of got back together and we found Tony Crawford, who was the third founding member, he actually was introduced by my nephew, and he has never investigated, but he has always been fascinated, and he's done a lot of studies with demonology and things like that, and so he's a really valued asset to the group. But we kind of came together, and it's been great ever since. Of course, we've been through a little rocky period recently with certain things with evidence, and. No, things have been going great, and now we've recently picked up Josh Siebert and Lori Ogilvy as well, and yeah, we've came about.
Right on.
The coming of ages.
Exactly where are you guys, which part of Michigan are you located in? Actually, one of the people in the chat room said, another new Michigan group? Which section of hell are they trapped in? Which is funny because I was explaining to you guys. Actually, that's where I'm from. I was born and raised in Michigan, so I understand when they refer to Michigan as hell.
We're Michiganders, that's right.
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
It is hell.
And we're the tools.
Howell's located next to Howell.
Okay. That's not too far from
now, there is actually a Hell, Michigan.
Yeah, Hell, Michigan, there is, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There is.
And there's the Kalamazoo, Michigan, too. And that's kind of where we're from, is from kind of this area on the southwest portion of Michigan. And actually, Chris lives in technically Indiana. He's right over the border, but he's from Michigan as well. And, so we're the southern western part of Michigan.
Okay.
I meet you to hop the border, too. Way down from Michigan, so
yeah, we do some Indiana investigations too, so that's nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't gotten to work with you guys, because I've worked with a lot of the local groups through Michigan and stuff. So
no comment,
Eric. You know,
that looks like a bloody chicken.
That's gross.
French fry in the ear.
Okay. Anyways,
choking on chicken.
Well, you've got guests on the line.
I know, and they're doing a great job explaining what they do and where they're from.
And they're eating food on the line.
We have to live.
Yeah.
Food and water are essentials of being trapped.
All right. Well, anyways, Eric.
What if, like, that ceiling folded in this way and trapped us against the banister and this way and couldn't get out of the windows or anything?
Oh, my.
We'd be stuck here together.
Gosh. Anyway.
So
what are you guys currently doing at the moment with your group?
Investigation-wise? Well,
yes.
We've got an investigation coming up this weekend, and Chris, you may want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're doing a little place called Woodland Inn, and what it is, it's actually a restaurant / bar right now, so all you beer drinkers, we actually do come up with evidence. Great place to talk to ghosts while you're drunk. But we're going to go down there. Supposedly they got claims of shot glasses being thrown across the room. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm pretty stoked about that. I just hope they drink the alcohol before. That'd be alcohol abuse. But yeah, they're... So they got the shot glasses getting thrown. Supposedly they see people in the back. Again, you know, it's until we investigate, who knows? So we're pretty excited to go, though. I mean, it's a neat place. You know, it's not the biggest place in the world. But also we're working on another bar in a schoolcraft. So,
And you know, most of the people that report the hauntings in these bars are actually intoxicated, so
you're right.
No.
They're the ones that give us permission too. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Exactly. But you know, these things, you know, I mean, these bars, these places, these taverns, I mean, there's a lot of history to them. You know, they've been numerous numerous businesses before, and there's a lot of history. And, you know, I'm sure there's, in fact, the other bar that we're going to be investigating soon, Schoolcraft, there's a report of a regular guy that used to go in there every night, and he actually was killed on his way home. And so he never even reached his house, and his spirit is left there at the bar. And so that's kind of interesting.
That sounds fun.
They have their own resident ghost, you know, Cliff Clavin.
Trying to think of where that's at exactly.
In Michigan?
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, you asked where it was. You didn't.
I know. I mean, I'm like trying to place it in my head. Jeez. Sorry.
Don't make me get the bandana and the eye patch.
Okay, don't pirate out on this right now.
What kind of a pirate are you?
He's been like running around for like
the ogre.
He's I'm been running pirate. Around for like the last 2 days.
A what pirate?
A puddle pirate. Whatever, get out of here.
With this like horrible scarf thing on his head.
It's a bandana.
That is not, unless that Shanique was banana bandana.
Banana.
Oh, Lord. Sorry, guys. We're about to goof off.
No, it's cool. I'm enjoying him talking about living the thug life with his bandana.
It's not the thug life.
He's your homie.
We don't have thugs around here. We have pirates.
Pirates are.
Right.
We're on the way
back. Thugs are back in Michigan. I think you said. Not one. Yeah.
Whatever, Rusty Captain Butt. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
What is it Rusty wanted me to say? I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
We've lost total control over this show right now.
And Selena's like, gangster pirate.
Whatever.
So, well, let's start off. You sent me a couple EVPs. Do we want to throw one of those out there real quick?
I could.
Sure.
Did you hear that, Chris? Amy was saying hi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
No, no. He's like, oh, yeah.
Chris in the chair.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait, is that Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, cracks his glass. He's like, oh, no.
Oh, no. I love Dane Cook.
All right.
That's just too much.
Very nice.
I got Shotgun 1, Shotgun 2, Play Guitar, Get Out, and Get Out 2. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's see. We'll do Get Out 2. I think that was, there's actually a couple Get Outs, and there was one that we had gotten from the university. And if you want to play Get Out 2, I guess we'll go ahead and set that one up. I believe that was taken at a undisclosed university location in Michigan. It was actually in the bell tower of the university. It's actually a Catholic university. And actually, it's reported that a friar had hung himself in this bell tower. And, you can go ahead and play the clip.
All right. And this is Ghost, or this is Get Out 2. Let me make sure I play it the right stuff.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
The right stuff.
Oh.
Wrong one.
Good job, Eric.
Let's get out one.
Let's get out one? Same.
Yeah, get out one. Yeah, that's it.
Can hear
it was kind of looped through a couple times, but we definitely heard Get Out, and we heard a little laughing, like a ha-ha, afterwards. And actually, we have another EVP with the same Get Out voice. Actually, Chris and I were talking, and in the background, you hear the same Get Out real loud. That we don't have on the computer yet as a file. We're still, checking that one out. But, it was... we actually had tried a Frank's Box session with one of the Radio Shack radios, and we had heard Get Out come through numerous times on that. So something up there in that bell tower did not want us there. And before we had left, we had heard a couple bangs back on the transformer unit that's back up there in that bell tower. Something was physically hitting that transformer unit, and that's when we decided to get out. So yeah, we took its word of advice.
I'll tell you what, that version of the banging we won't put on the website because it's totally explicit. I scream like a little girl.
The little girl.
Yeah, I am a little girl. No, that no joke. I mean, you'd have to be there to actually experience it. And it was probably, you know, the most threatened I've ever felt.
Yeah,
I've never actually had something like that. It was a bang. I mean, it was like taking your fist and don't attempt this while you're drinking your water. But you know, it's like someone took their fist and just banged it, like say up against like a washer or a dryer, and just pounded the living crap out of it.
It was just making a point, you know. I mean, it was just, it didn't want us there.
You there?
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
So.
Are you going to play another one?
No, we're going to talk some more now.
Oh. Alright, show host.
We're just the minions.
Oh, yes, we are. Can you read and think at the same time? I bet you can't. So, since he's like, we're going to talk, and we're not freaking talking.
Rusty's throwing me off.
Well, stop.
Rusty's talking about ordering you guys, like,
T-shirts.
Extra small shirts to wear.
Right, anyways.
You know what?
Well, you know, we got guests, and you got ADD right now.
I can't help it.
And so do I, apparently. I don't know what the hell's happening.
What? Yeah. ADHLPC, attention deficit. Hey, look at that cat.
Yes, it is. Well, our cat's actually downstairs tearing some shit up right now. Keep hearing some weird things. What is it?
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
It's on it.
It's on.
So,
we need that orb catcher.
Here we go.
Orb catchers.
Fart catchers.
Yeah, you called it.
Dave Donger and his fart catchers.
We haven't gotten our fart.
Yeah, we have a fart catcher coming in the mail, just so you know. So, Chris and Bob are like,
I want you to hear a bunch of
things talking about.
Right.
So, but talking about equipment and stuff, what's each of yours favorite piece of equipment to use? This is kind of two-part. And what's the best word to use? Controversial piece of equipment, you think?
I guess, you know, I'll start first. I think my favorite piece of equipment to use is probably your basic tri-field meter. And that, you know, I would say probably between that and a audio recorder. The reason why I say the tri-field, and that's because at a recent home investigation, we were able to communicate with an entity using the tri-field meter. There's actually video footage of part of that communication series on our website. You can kind of check out. Chris was able to catch like a few minutes of that with the camera on his cell phone or on his, excuse me, his camera, sorry. And you know, basically, I think between that and an audio device, and I've been doing this for about 16 years, and as far as EVPs, and I used to use the old analogs back in the day, and, you know, I've only maybe received maybe a handful of so-called EVPs, but now recently, and I don't know if it's just with, you know, digital or what, but it's just, we've been getting, you know, majority of our investigations, we've been getting numerous EVPs, and I think that's an amazing tool as well. And the most controversial, I would say, is probably, I don't know if you've done much with the Frank's box. Now, they've got the Radio Shack version, which is modified, and what it does, it's got an AM/FM band frequency. It continuously scans. If you manipulate it to make it scan continuously, you can communicate, or so they say, you can communicate with these entities. And we've used it a handful of times. And the first few times we're very skeptical and just kind of, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, it just, you're not so sure. I mean, it could be a coincidence, but, you know, I would say at the university location and when you played that Get Out EVP there, we had heard Get Outs, on a few occasions, you know, during that session. And that kind of made me more of a believer, as far as skeptic with the little Radio Shack Frank's box, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the digital recorder, I mean, in my opinion, is, well, number one, the cheapest, and number two, it's probably one of the best pieces of equipment you can use to actually get started. Besides that, I mean, you know, you got a lot of people taking pictures, and oh my god, I'm so annoyed. You know, it in the same sense, I'm serious. You know, it's like, you know, you take a picture, and it's like pictures can be deceiving in so many ways. I mean, I've seen maybe three pictures ever that, I mean, I can actually sit down and say, yeah, wow, that's creepy.
Right.
You know, we visited, we did the Paranormacon. Actually, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know, we got to meet Brian Hernoy and, of course, Keith Age and Andrew Beckham, all that, and got to sit down and talk with them for a while. And, you know, we went around to some of these booths, and I mean, after looking at a couple books, I mean, I just kind of skipped every other book because, I mean, to be honest with you, again, pictures can be deceiving. I mean, there's so many explanations out there. So, I guess in that sense, a digital recorder, a recorder in general, would be probably our best tool. And then on top of that, like, I mean, yeah, the Tri-Field. I mean, it's just an awesome piece of equipment.
Right on.
What do you think about the Paranormal Puck?
Ooh, good one.
I totally didn't hear that.
What do you think about the Paranormal Puck?
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the... like the EMF meter and the thermometer all rolled into one in the recorder.
Next to your computer, and
yeah,
it's kind of like
I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to mess with one to you know, actually try one out. I've seen them, but I haven't actually purchased one myself.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used one.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting. We used it this weekend on an investigation, and oh my gosh, we could write a book at the thing. I mean, it just kept talking. But the cool thing is with using all these pieces of equipment, you know, we had the puck going upstairs, and we just put it on constant, and it just, you know, keeps talking and talking. Downstairs, we were doing the shack hack, and we were getting similar, like, names were matching up and corresponding, and some of the exact words that were coming up on the puck were coming up on the shack hack at around the same time. And so it's,
wow.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was a pretty active place. We didn't expect it to be that active, and it was just a regular townhouse home that we went into, and it was pretty interesting. Now if we could get some EVPs to go correspond with that as well, that would blow us away. I think I'd definitely prove
it. Well, I'll tell you another piece of equipment that we've been experimenting with a little bit. It's actually, you can get it from any pool store. And what it is, it's basically a big ball. What you do is you set it in your pool, and what it'll do is make, like, your pool a disco theme.
Like porn lights, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Bow, wow.
Baby, baby.
You had to fit it in somewhere.
Yeah, I knew I had to get in there somewhere. It is inevitable. So, we messed with this light, and it'll shoot, you know, different patterns of light, et cetera. It's like a full spectrum light. Yeah, yeah. It's a neat tool. Well, when we were at a, you know, we actually did Croswell Opera House in Indiana, and we used this ball. We set it up in the corner. It's shooting rays all over the room. It looked freaking sweet. And, you know, I was more intrigued by the light patterns. I wanted to get up and party boy all around the room. But
go party boy.
We had some questions.
If I had been there, I would have been doing the party boy with you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well,
we had this light going, and, you know, we asked one of the rumors was in this little theater, if you will, that opera house theater. Yeah. Like, Antigous theater. Yeah. one of the rumors was this kid would like flip on a light, and so I was like, hey, change that light back there. It's got a push button just like the other room. And I swear, I mean, like in two minutes or so, the ball actually changed on its own. We have it on video. It was just wild. It was wild. I've never actually had something actually manipulate a light like that. I mean, the little flashlight trick and stuff. I mean, it's cool to untwist it and hope, something touches it. But, again, I'm a skeptic until I have, like, firm belief in my hands. It switched the ball, and it's not an easy button to push. I mean, it's kind of CERN, so switched it, and so it's another, I guess, kind of cool tool. If you guys get, $15 or something, I think is what I paid for mine. It was dirt cheap. Any pool store has them. I mean, it's like the new hottest item for a pool, so.
The pool porn lights.
Yeah, I saw them over at Walgreens today. So, but we have a question for you from Scott in the chat room, but we'll get to that after we take a short break here. So, if you guys don't mind holding on the line with us, and Frank, whenever you're ready, you can take us into break.
Research. We will help you hear the unheard. Inside the Box.
Where's my megaphone? My megaphone!
Ah. Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And that was our great producer, Frank G. So that's the voice that you all hear out there. We want to thank him greatly for everything. And
I lost my megaphone.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. I'm going to pout like a three-year-old. Oh! There it is.
And
thank you.
So I want to take a quick second to thank listeners in the different countries. We have the United Kingdom listening. We have the US of A, of course.
US of A.
We have Germany and Australia and some other countries out there that I can't pronounce.
Zimbabwe.
Ethiopia.
Intermer.
Brazil.
That means hello.
Bangladesh.
Hello.
So
that's from Michigan folks.
Holla.
Holla.
Holla, make a holla. You know, I have a service on the side that I can rent people out, you know.
Hey now. Excuse me?
What?
Oh, Shazam. Monkey in here.
Monkey in here. Ah. So another quick thing, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Dave, Rusty, Marla, Mama Lisa, Stealing Cat, Chains of Desire, Laura, Justin. Misty Dawn, Grasp, Dragon from Grasp, Haunted Tube, Gary, Michael, Woogie Bunny, Alex from my Adele event, J2, Selena, Angela, GB, Scott, Dot Curves, Tachi Boy, Chipster, Mystery Machine, Loverkins, and Woodley Cakes. You need to change your name.
That's your new nickname.
That's what she said.
Said.
So we had a question from somebody in the chat room.
Yes, Scott.
Scott wanted to know, what is your favorite haunted spot in Michigan?
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, what about you, Bob?
Let's all speak at once now.
All right. One, two,
I would say haunted spots, boy.
In Michigan.
Yes. I would probably, I kind of think on that one. There was a place that we used to go to, and it was known around here as Purgatory. And it was basically, there's an old chapel. And Chris knows because Chris had investigated the place with his old group as well. But this place, it was said to be used by Al Capone. It was halfway between Chicago and Detroit. And this place was basically in the middle of nowhere. You know, all these dirt roads, just, you know, supposedly when he'd knock people off, he'd dispose of their bodies back here in this area. And he had this old, bootlegging facility in this area as well, where they would they'd gamble, bootleg during the Prohibition days, and that building is no longer there, but the property's still there. And I'm in
get it out of my ear.
Just a short distance away from this property, there's this old chapel, and this chapel basically the floorboards are all dug up. And there's nothing but dirt. Supposedly, there were bodies that were buried underneath the floorboards of this old chapel. And, you kind of listen to local lore, urban legends, and you got to do a lot of research, because there's a lot of things you hear from people, and a lot of things are twisted. And I really couldn't get a whole lot of data or facts on this location, but we've gotten a ton of evidence from this location. We've gotten EVPs. We've gotten almost like screaming, and we've ruled out, back in my old group, we've ruled out that it was, wasn't any animals or anything like that. We've gotten a couple photos, kind of missed photos, but we would go to this place time and time again, and we'd always get something from this place. And just driving back on these dirt roads, at night, would just be enough to creep you out. But I would say probably location-wise, it's a non-residential place, but it's definitely, it takes the cake for spookiness, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yeah, I agree, totally. It's
it's definitely a wild place to go. My group, we back in the day, I had a group called KPRS, and it was the exact same thing. I mean, the place was ridiculous when it came to actually catching evidence, and really, I mean, getting a crap scared out of you. I mean, this place is just wild. It really is. So I would totally agree. I don't know if I've ever visited anywhere else that I've ever, you know, had those experiences at.
Well, what was the name of this place again?
Well, they call it Purgatory is the area, but this was an old chapel. The place that we actually would get the evidence from. And the chapel is no longer there. They actually had tore it down.
Last year, pretty much,
they had leveled it. And I think they're going to put up a new subdivision in that area. So, it's the land that's haunted. So, you know, there's going to be some pissed off residents here, you know, not being able to get sleep at night.
Well, I just asked the name again because J2 wasn't paying attention in the chat room.
They
should be paying attention out there.
Yeah.
Roll back. No, just kidding.
Going to smack them around with our monkeys.
Going to beat you with a monkey, J2.
Ooh, it's on. It's on. Like,
I hope you're on tomorrow. No.
So.
Whatever, Rusty. So, do you want to play another?
Yeah, what's the next EVP you want to play?
Well, I guess you can play, there's the one with the guitar. Do you play guitar? And now, let me set this one up. We were at a barn investigation at the Red Barn, or the Barn Theater in Augusta, Michigan. And we were actually on property of this theater. There was the house where the owner of the theater had lived, and he had died in this house. And he had a little office that was in this house, and I was kind of going through an EVP session, and I had seen a guitar case in the closet of the office, and I just asked the question, you know, do you play guitar? And then there was definitely a response back to that.
All right. Well, listen up, everybody. We're going to play guitar.
You're going to play guitar?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Play guitar?
Play that again for you.
Play guitar.
One more time.
Play guitar.
Jesus, Jesus.
All right. Now, could you guys hear that all right? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, no. You know, J2.
I mean, you could hear a distinctive yes.
Yes.
I mean, there's like a yes.
Well, J2 says he don't hear it, but that's because of what was this thing? Abstinence.
No,
he's not paying attention.
Yeah, and you need to get J1 to stop doing things in your ear.
I could hear it clear as day.
So, yeah, everybody else could hear it. So yeah, I'm not worried about you, J2.
Right on. Okay, so.
Earplugs out.
Laptop. Okay,
yeah, and stuff in your ears.
So now I know that you guys wanted to talk about something that had happened with you guys and an EVP.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. we were so bummed out because when we went and listened to it the first time,
I cried.
We cried. Like we had tears in our eyes. It was like...
You thought you were... It's the most amazing thing you'll ever hear.
And it's very...
Oh, man.
Fortunate. So you guys can go ahead and explain what happened with that.
We're still crying, in fact, over this. This is the infamous Tea Party hoax, now we call it. But we thought we had maybe some of the greatest piece of evidence here to share with everybody. And how this came about was my wife's uncle... who is a local guy, lives around here. He practices ritualistic magic. You know, he's not, you know, a Satanist or anything, but what he does is he practices, like, ritualistic magic to help him with fame and fortune or just, you know, luck, things like that. And he does it in his basement. He's got a little altar and you know, he goes through the ceremonies, you know, pretty much on a daily basis. And
You know, I was one night he had come over to our house actually, and I had some recordings of what we had gotten at a local cemetery, and they were actually the shotgun EVPs or recordings, and he had listened to them, and he was telling me about, you know, yeah, you know, I was downstairs the other night, and I was doing a ritual, and I had, you know, noticed that there was this black figure, you know, shadow kind of back behind me, and I looked, and it was gone, and he was telling me about these reports that these things he had been experiencing down there, this different phenomenon, and I told him, I said, hey, you know, here's a recorder, you know, when you do one of these ceremonies, have this downstairs and just see what happens, you know, see what you pick up, you know. And he's like, well, great, yeah, you know. I mean, this guy, I mean, he had a hard time working the damn recorder, so, you know, I mean, he definitely seemed kind of challenged as far as, you know, technology in some aspects. And lo and behold, the next day, I get this call, and he's over at my wife's aunt, which would be his sister's, and he calls me, and he's like, yeah, you know, I can't really hear it, but, you know, Sarah says that they hear this little girl talking about a tea party, and I just think it's, you know, trucks driving by, you know. You know, this is what he was telling me, and he lives by a highway, so, you know, he came over to my house afterwards and played it for me, and that's when I had heard it, and I was like, wait, you know, no. You're pulling a fast one on me. You had this up against your TV or something. He's like, no, honestly. He's like, I don't even hear it, you know. I just hear trucks in the background going by. And I'm like, man, that's not a truck, you know. I couldn't believe it, you know. And this guy, I've never known him to lie. My wife had never known him to lie about anything. And, you know, I really thought he had something going on here. And we looked everywhere. You know, we still kind of had the doubt, like, well, you know, let's rule it out. So we looked online everywhere. We couldn't find anything to match it, thinking it might have been a movie clip or something. And, you know, we went and talked to people. We even had it analyzed. And yep. You know, the thing is it's a constant sound level. I mean, there's nothing that, you know, you hear this little, you know, the stereotypical little buzz or hum, you know, before you get an EVP sometimes. Mm-hmm. You hear before and after, and it just, it's like, oh my God, you know, if this was actually, you know, an entity or a ghost, you know. And we were thinking maybe he opened up a portal by doing these rituals, these ceremonies. And, you know, so, you know, we wanted to continue the investigation. And there was one point when I'd went down there, and, you know, we had set up basically a night vision camera down in his basement, and we left for like an hour, and we came back. And there were some things down there, like there was somebody walking down his basement steps and some mumbling, like some chanting. And, you know, and that's what I heard. And he was with me, you know, we were gone for an hour and there's nobody else in his house. But we came back and we heard that. And I was just like, oh, my God, you know, this is real. There's something going on here, you know. And lo and behold, you know, we get a guy that contacts us saying that, you know, that Tea Party was actually his creation. He had went ahead and I guess he was a sound guy or something with, you know, did some TV work or studio work, engineering, sound engineering. And he had it on some internet site with all these other little Halloween sound clips or something, you know. And at first we didn't believe him, you know. We're like, hey, you know, you got to try and disprove, you know, try and prove it to us, you know. And, you know, we didn't believe him. I mean, we were in denial. And then finally, you know, we found the website, and we're like, man, yeah, this, it was the original sound file. And we're like, oh, my God, you know, yeah, it, you know, this, we were duped, you know, we were had. And lo and behold, I have not talked to the guy, my wife's uncle, not talked to him since this whole ordeal. And, you know, he has not returned my calls. I, you know, could not get a hold of him. And, you know, it's one thing if he was trying to play a practical joke on us, like, hey, you know, tell us a day, a couple days later, but to let it go this far, and as far as we knew it, we were going with this thing, you know.
You guys have had it up on the site for quite a while, too, and didn't you?
We did. We had it on for a while. I mean, we thought it was the best damn piece of evidence. I mean, you know, even though we weren't actually there to get it, you know, we believed this guy. I believed this guy, you know. He was a family member, you know. And I just could not... I didn't know that this guy could pull, you know, such a thing off. And, you know, yeah, when we found out, I mean, we were sick.
Yeah, we would like to apologize, too, because, I mean, I've I've posted that on Pair X numerous times, that, hey, y'all, check this out. It's the best piece of evidence you'll ever hear.
Well, that
I mean, it is like that.
I mean, that was
I've been doing the same thing.
It's too bad we don't have it to play for everybody so that they can hear it. But I mean,
it sounded.
I've never heard anything like that in my entire life. That's like the.
And I'll tell you what, this guy, and
yeah.
No joke, he is the whoever duped his uncle. Duping us, I mean, he did a fantastic job. I give him props for that because, well, I mean, I had that analyzed by CMU, Central Michigan University, and Western Michigan University, some of their tech guys. I've had it analyzed by Purdue, you know, here in Indiana. This thing has gone around, and no one has been able to come up with an explanation, and I thought it was real because... Even with Bob, he says, no, I can trust my uncle. No offense, Bob. You know, we've talked about this, but I said, your uncle's full of crap, dude. There ain't no way. No one's ever caught anything like this, you know, and I feel bad. I feel horrible because we showed a lot of big names this, too, in the paranormal field, and I feel horrible because it's like, you know, we showed them it, and, you know, we're a credible group. We've never, ever duped evidence. We would never do that. If we catch something, great. If we don't, we don't. And it got to the point with this. I mean, we're like, you know what? We're sitting on the best piece ever caught. And, I mean, you guys have heard it. It's amazing.
It is.
But, and it turns out this guy, I mean, he duped us. And, you know, it comes to the point, you know, like I said, I posted on there. I said, y'all want to hear the best evidence ever? So I apologize to Parax for ever posting that because... If I would have ever known it was a fake, I mean, I never would post it. Trust me. I mean, we are not that
for all of us, you know. And we've learned a lesson with this. We've learned that, you know, if you were not there to collect the data or to collect the evidence, then you can't use it.
Exactly. I mean,
and we had thought that at first when we got it, we're like, well, you know, we weren't there, but we're like, but if this is the greatest piece of damn evidence, and we just, you know, shelf it, and then, you know, I mean... That was our dilemma, but we couldn't disprove it. We couldn't find it anywhere on the internet. We couldn't, you know, talking to people. We could not disprove this, you know. And, well, we were disproven. You know, we actually found the guy that created the sound file or that created the audio, the clip. And I mean, the way he had faked it, he panned it out. Like, you hear him walking down the stairs, opening up the door, setting it down, and walking up, and then it just, you know, it... I mean, it's just the way it was created. I mean, oh my God, you know. I could never know if this guy could do such a thing.
Right.
I mean, he definitely had some people in on it as well, I would think.
Now,
like I said, I had not talked to him at all since this.
Yeah. A lot of the people are wondering if you still have that clip or that file saved.
Do you have that on the computer, Bob?
It's still on the computer.
Is there any way you can...
I was going to say, if you can shoot it to me in an email,
forward it?
Play it so everybody can hear what we're talking about.
Everybody in the chat...
Actually, let me send it to you. I'll send it to you guys, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me send it to you guys again.
Yeah, and it's wild. I mean, when you hear it, you... it's the craziest...
You guys are getting, hands up and high fives in the chat room from the people that are listening and saying that...
We appreciate it.
You guys did the right thing putting up to it and, you know, and at least admitting...
being real.
Admitting it, and it wasn't your guys' fault, so, you know...
Yeah, anyone that knows us, especially on Parax, and I know there's a few ASPRN listeners on Parax, you know, we never would have played it if we knew it was a fake, and... I hope most people understand that we just aren't that type of group. I mean, we've been doing this for, you know, a combined of over 20 years. I mean, once you combine time, I mean, there's just... It was such a good piece, and you'll hear it once it gets sent. It's the most remarkable thing you'll ever hear. And
I mean,
not to sound like we're out for money, because no, we aren't, but... In the same sense, when you hear this, you will understand where we're coming from, that we felt like we were saying on the freaking gold mine.
It's like the holy grail of, like, EVPs that you guys...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We thought we were saying on the 100, you know, pound nugget of gold.
Right.
Because we had, like, the top of the top of the top notch, you know.
Yeah, like classic, you know, and everything.
Yeah, I mean, no picture, no videos got crap on this EVP, and that's the way we thought.
Yeah, I mean, this is an actual voice, you know, of what it appears to be a young lady, you know, for, you know, almost, you know, like 45 seconds, I mean, overall, you know, as far as actual conversation almost.
Yeah,
it gave
us chills listening to it and everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah, my eyes.
Yeah, and the girl, and I'll explain, I guess, once it gets sent, I'll explain what it says.
Sent, so you should
be responding. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, what it does say is, it says, won't you come play with me? I'm having a tea party.
Okay, that's what it said, the tea party thing. I can hear it say, you know, won't you come play, or something like that, but...
Yeah, won't you come play with me? I'm having a tea party. It's a lovely day to have a tea party. I'm having a tea party. I'm having a tea party. Won't you come play with me? It's very distinct, and if anyone's out there and, like, no joke, I mean, want to hold on to a teddy bear if you're, like, afraid, I swear, because...
Yeah,
because
it's still creepy.
It's very, it still gives me chills.
All right.
I give kudos. The gentleman that made this, he's from a group out of Mississippi, and I give him credit. And he's actually in the paranormal field, but he does this, you know, on the side. He works for an engineering company he's in school for, and I'll tell you what, phenomenal work.
Yeah,
because,
good job.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, if he's listening to Parax, I mean, I give him kudos totally.
Okay.
Sorry for the harsh emails and texts I sent.
All right. So, well, here's the famous hoax tea party clip for everybody to hear and enjoy. So, here we go.
Started at about 3:25.
There's a lot of white noise. And...
There you go.
Yeah, crazy.
JT's like, I got the chills.
We got the chills listening to it, and even though we know it's not.
My mouth dropped to the floor.
Yeah, it's fake, 100% fake. And even though we don't know how he pulled it off, you know, like I said, he is not returning our calls. He's avoiding us, you know, because he knows that he was busted.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least you guys found out before it got you into deep
trouble. That's right.
At least you have enough to come out and be like, sorry, it's, you know.
Yeah, you had the balls to step forward and say, hey, you know, we got duped and we're sorry. And not because there's a lot of groups that, honestly, there's a lot of groups out there that would go ahead and leave it up there and be like, ah.
Ha ha, right.
Dude, yeah, we've duped everybody. And try to
we you know, and the thing is, we'd have left it up there if no one would have came to us and said, hey, you know, this is fake, because all the way up until this guy contacted me, and even afterwards the next couple days, we're like, dude, you're full of crap. I sent this guy threatening, like, you know, to sue him the whole nine yards. I mean, because I thought he was going to steal our best piece of evidence. And then afterwards, you know, I'm like, wait a minute.
He proved it.
And I felt horrible afterwards. And we had to get a hold of him and say, man, you're right. We got duped. I appreciate you getting a hold of us. Yeah. He was real cool about it.
Yeah, he's really cool about it. And, you know, but, you know, it's a lesson, you know. I mean, in this business or in this field, you know, you can become a victim of this. I mean, it's, you know, it's very easy for people to do this type of stuff and to hoax things, and because they know that you're wholeheartedly, you're after this piece of evidence, you're after proof that there's life beyond death. And, you know, people take advantage of that, just like with religion. You know, people take advantage of that, you know, unfortunately, you know, we were victims, but it's only made our group stronger. So, you know, the way we look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take those things as they come and deal with them the best you can. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Right.
And start the people that
but
are.
Kudos for being honest.
Right. Yeah, so, that just makes you more respectable of the group, you know.
Exactly.
That's right.
So, now, real quick, you guys have a radio show also, right?
Have a what's that?
Do you guys have a radio show also?
Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't have a radio show. How that might have gotten communicated was I used to have a radio show with my old group. It was W Paranormal, WPAR, a long time ago. But no, we've not had a radio show as far as our group.
Okay. I was confused then. So.
We'd call that a lot of shows, maybe, but.
Well, if you guys would like to give out your information on how people can find you or contact you, check out your website, go right on ahead.
Sure, yeah. The way to get a hold of us via, I guess, email and the website is www.minspi.org. It's a men's pi, I guess, minutes abbreviation and 3 point, whatever it is, pi, pi. So, anyways, get a hold of us there. Also, all our contact information's there. There's evidence on there. We do have a few other pieces of evidence on there as well. There's a gunshot. There's a pretty creepy get out. There's, you can actually sign up as a user on the site. You become a member of the site. And it's almost like a paranormal MySpace that we set up. So, it's really cool. You can communicate with other members, not only of our group, but other people that just signed up because they like the site. It's just a cool place to check out. So.
All right.
Right on.
Well, we're going to take a short break here. And after the break, we're going to have Father O'Leary, the priest to the paranormal world, on the show with us. So you guys won't want to miss this. He's something else. Woo!
Oh yeah. This should be more interesting as having Dave Donger on last week.
Yeah, we're gonna try to bring Dave Donger on. I know Rusty's gonna hate that when he hears that one.
Sorry.
But we're gonna bring Dave Donger on every so often when we can. I think he was out with his Kiwis right now. So but yeah. We'll go ahead and, Rusty's like, what? So,
So, yeah, like I said, we're going to take a short break. So, Frank, whenever you're ready, just roll us into a break, and we'll be back afterwards, folks, with Father O'Leary and Michigan Night Stalkers with us.
Paranormal fans, make plans now to attend Phantasm 2009, hosted by Sepia and the Browncoat Pub and Theater. This four-day event takes place Thursday, September 10th through Sunday, the 13th, in beautiful downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. Meet the team from Sepia. Plus, get readings from special guest speaker, renowned radio host, and world-famous psychic, Gavin Cromwell. This event includes a special dinner on Thursday, a ghost walk on Friday, participation in an investigation on Saturday, with a brunch and review Sunday. Plus, there'll be vendors, private readings, and more. This event is limited to the first 50 people who sign up. So don't delay. Reserve your seat today. For more information and to reserve your seat, go to www.sepianc.com. Groups welcome and discounted rooms are available for this event. That's www.sepianc.com. Phantasm 2009. Don't miss your chance. Reserve your seat today.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away? Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes
This is Marla Brooks. And when I'm not stirring the cauldron, I'm listening to Chat People Radio with Mary and Lori, Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on Para X.
Last call.
Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Frank was trying not to laugh.
All right, so
yes, I was.
So everybody out there in Parax world that's not watching the video cam, we had an inspirational moment on the video cam. I remembered that last week we were supposed to zap Amy with an electronic fly swatter that takes 3D batteries. So, and she volunteered for this, so it's not like torture or anything. But we're talking about orbs and our Dustbuster Kirby vacuum that's an orb catcher and stuff. So if
you
want to see this,
you want to see it.
Oh my god.
Click the live video tab at the top of Para X and you'll see Amy getting zapped by an electronic fly swatter. Now this is the fly swatter. Now I'm gonna put this, let me click over to the webcam so I can see this, because there's a warning on here. Let's see if you guys can read that. I don't know. Probably not.
Not put on the face.
It doesn't say not put on the face. But that warning right there, it says, don't touch the net while the red light is on. The red light is on.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all you have to do is hold your hand right here.
Like this?
Like that.
Like this.
Okay. Now, you ready?
Oh, no.
Do you need to pee?
No, look at, I'm shaking, though.
All right.
Can I just go like this?
No.
All of them?
Yes, all of them.
Oh, my
ready?
God. No.
You just sit your hand there, and I'll do the rest.
Okay.
Stop moving away. Stick your hand there. We got to get Father O'Leary.
It didn't do it.
Didn't do it?
No.
Well, tell me my battery's going dead.
Okay. It's not working.
No! Hey, hold on.
It's not working!
I want it to work!
Oh, okay, good.
Son of a bitch! Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cuss. Oh my god!
Oh! Get her hand wet first and then do it.
Eric got it!
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna pee.
Oh, give me that thing.
Did you? Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Give me that fly swatter.
I'm gonna pee.
Look at that.
Oh my god.
That's so not right. That was not supposed to happen to me. Give me that fly swatter. Don't make me get up and get it. You know what?
That was funny.
Oh.
We got.
Hand me that fly swatter, please.
No.
You know what? Amy will get zapped next week. Oh my goodness! I think I pissed myself. Oh. Oh my goodness.
Oh, anybody saw the throw?
Oh,
just hit me in the head.
Ow! Why? This was.
We should have done this right before break, because I can't control myself. Oh my god!
Oh, all right. I'm gonna get Father O'Leary on the line here, and then I'm gonna have to go pee. I think. I don't know. Oh, that hurt. Like nothing else. I can't feel my hand. I'm trying to scroll here through my contacts.
Oh my god. Down there.
No, that's a different one.
Oh my god.
All right.
All I keep seeing is the flash.
All right, we're inviting Father O'Leary on the line.
Sorry for the snorting.
Oh. Yeah, now I'm getting text messages.
My phone died, so no one can text message me right now. But
I don't know where my phone is. So.
Whatever, Jason.
Top of the monkey, this is Father Lear speaking.
Hey, well, Father!
Hello, Father.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, thank you. And what about yourself? And how are the lovely ladies today?
The ladies are good, and I'm a little
right now.
I'm a little jacked up.
you're a bit jacked up. No wonder you're sitting there next to two beautiful ladies, son.
Yeah, and we have Michigan Nighthawkers on the line with us too.
Oh, top of the morning to you, fellas. Hey, you, babe.
Yeah,
have you made your confession lately?
So. So let me say, everybody, real quick, yeah, I will have this.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
The webcam video posted to the on demand on Pararex Live Video.
That was
all our webcams are posted on demand there, so you can pick which one. But I'll actually name it Electronic or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And that way you guys can download and laugh your butts off.
Oh, my God.
Can you type Electronic after you buzzed your hand?
I don't think I can type Jack right now. My finger hurts so bad, and it's my middle finger at that.
Uh-oh. You missed it, Father O'Leary. That was great.
Whew. Oh, I missed it. So was it a bit shocking for you there, Eric?
Yeah, it was a bit. It was unexpected.
He was trying to get Amy.
Well, that and I started tapping because it wasn't working, and I don't know. I don't know. Something happened.
Oh, excuse me.
Are you all right? I think you got a cold.
God, it's the meals that they serve us at the Vatican. Excuse me.
You got a bucket next to you, I hope.
You'd be amazed. There's actually peas in it. I haven't eaten peas for weeks.
Yeah, and just Frank has sent me a Skype message over saying the website for those D battery powered fly swatters say they deliver 1500 volts from their capacitor, a mini taser.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
It's a great party gift.
Oh, yeah, especially when you start drunk. So
what's the website for that then? If it gets you that excited, I wouldn't mind buying one of those for myself.
I don't remember where we got it.
But it also gives you threats, too.
Yeah.
It gets very boring here at the Vatican. I need something to liven up my life a bit.
Oh, no.
I have some suggestions, but I can't go there.
I won't.
Now, Eric, we've had this discussion before about choir boys, okay? Now, I just don't want to go there while we're on air, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We'll be good.
Do you still cut their hair down the middle?
You're going to burn in hell for that, my son.
Okay, I got to pee. I really got to pee. I'm sorry.
Tell me, Jess, have you been to the church lately?
Who, Jess?
So me? I don't go to church. They don't like me there.
No.
Because the last time we had confession, it took up to 8 hours, and we had to book another appointment. So I'm still waiting for you to come back to me to talk about the following day.
I know. I gotta find another 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we only covered, half a week?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can't behave myself. That's why they don't like me at church.
That's why we got the electric fly swatter, so we just spank each other with it when we're back.
That's true. The lightning bolts coming out of the roof at you as you walk inside the church were a bit disconcerting, but, you know, I believe everyone should be welcome in the house of God. Now, even if God does try to strike them down.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you do?
Thanks for the fly swatter, you got less chance to bring the church down.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, you don't want to contaminate the holy water either. Yeah.
No.
And I just made that, so that's why I stay away from them.
I was talking to the bishop this morning. I actually found him standing near the holy water himself, but, you know, I wouldn't go sticking my hands in any of that holy water because I think he was peeing in it.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, Well, you know, the bishop, everyone knows that he likes to get stuck into the wine a bit, but, you know, yeah, I've had to go out and order some new holy water.
Well, I hope so. I know how that goes.
So, who are your guests on there with you, Eric?
We have Chris and Bob from Michigan Night Stalkers.
Night Stalkers? Night Stalkers, you say?
Yeah, hey, Father. Yeah.
Hey, how you going? Hey, have you been seeing your confession there, lad?
Have we been to confession lately? I haven't myself. I probably need to, though.
Oh, you probably do need help.
I'd be sick. I would be sitting there the entire day, the entire night. I'd be watching the Mass at night.
So you'd be probably sitting next to Jess then?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Jess and I'd be like best buds, I swear.
First half of the day I get free, and then the second half I'm confessing about it.
We would be confessing to each other.
That
sounds like a song, you guys. Come on.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-oh, confession doesn't work.
So, Amy, you wanted me to bless your monkeys.
I did. They definitely need
They're
to be
bad
blessed.
Monkeys.
They're
bad monkeys.
Okay, what?
She's forever.
Will you just hold up your monkeys and I'll bless them for you. Right,
where's
the other one?
I think it flew with the fly squad.
I think it did too. I'm surprised it didn't pop. Okay. We've got two of them here that we need to have blessed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're being held up.
Excuse me. Here. In the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, excuse me, I hereby bless thee. That's it.
All right. High five.
They speak tongues or
Shazam.
Maybe we should fill them with holy water.
It didn't work. They're going crazy.
The monkeys are beating me.
First, I get you know, it was just like I was going for the seminary. We had lots of monkey sex there, too.
Yeah, monkey sex there, what?
Oh.
I mean, and sorry. I mean, we played with monkeys. That still didn't sound right, did it?
No, neither of those did, but oh, goodness. You're sounding very...
I'm so glad I'm not going to confession. I'm going to hell by now.
You're sounding very fluidy, you know, there. Got a lot of fluids going on.
Yeah, it's those Cuban cigars that I've had sent over to me. I've been smoking too many of them. My chest is a bit full. But, you know, over here in Dublin, it's very cold, and I seem to have picked up a cold from somewhere. It's probably kissing a lot.
Well,
hands, kissing hands, you know, the bishop and, you know, parting.
Of course.
Parting hair.
Parting.
Well, I don't really, you
know. I'm not even.
We've all got filthy minds.
Oh, who, me?
Me? No.
No way, never. I am an angel. You can't see my halo? It's being held up by my horns.
Well, I can see a halo, but it slipped down. It's in danger of choking you, I think, there, girl. So anyway, I've actually got the video back up again. I missed Eric being zapped before. I was just wondering if you might be able to do it again.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Get
it away.
No wait. Yes.
No wait. What? Oh what?
Oops! Did I say that out loud? I did say that.
What'd you say out loud?
That I like to get choked.
That you like to get choked.
Broke the flat water.
Yo, you gotta say a few Harry Mellories for that one, I tell you.
If I only believed in religion, I would.
Give it away.
But I don't.
Jess, stop! Don't touch me with that.
Oh, you want to misbehave?
Jess, stop! I'm stuck here. Can't get out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk here.
It sounds like Eric's having way too much fun over there.
What did you touch there? Come on. You know, give me indigestion.
We're
going
to get Eric to scream like a girl.
I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm just wondering if you might be able to get Eric to actually piss himself.
Oh, no, but Amy please. Might piss herself.
I think you ought to do it now.
No.
You said you would. You volunteered to.
After watching you.
Come on. Everybody will love this. All right. We're going to zap Amy now.
Watch this thing not work again. All right. You ready? Hey, just put your hand there. Everybody turn to the webcam.
You just did one finger. Can I just do one?
No. Oh, you just got to do all of them.
No. One.
One.
Okay, one. Ah, no. Wait, I got to make sure people can see this on the webcam.
I'm sweating.
All right.
All right.
Ready?
No.
Just leave your hand there.
Ow! I'm gonna cry. It didn't spark or like fly across the room, but okay, there, I did it, guys. Alright.
But she got over it a lot quicker than Eric.
Oh, Eric!
Zap the monkey. I wonder if he'll go through the monkey.
Off the monkey.
I think you find that the monkey's made out of plastic. It won't conduct electricity.
It's plastic. Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. All right.
All right. We're done with the zapper, I think.
Eric, I got a phone call the other day from me old mate, Rusty O'Neill, down in Australia. He was saying that you had Dave Donger on your show.
Yes, I had Dave Donger on the show. He's my Australian correspondent. Him and his Kiwi.
Rusty's not very happy about that. He's Dave Dunger is a very bad man.
But it's about paranormal unity.
Yeah, paranormal unity.
Well, there's nothing paranormal about that man except what he does to sheep.
That's his Kiwis.
He won't leave me alone either.
That was an evil laugh.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Excitement is what we call it. I literally... So what else is new with you, Father O'Leary?
Well, you know, I've been questioning me faith lately. I'm not really too sure if I want to carry on with in the church. I was sort of thinking to myself that I might leave the church and go travel. I heard a lot about those female pygmies.
Pygmies?
Yeah. Yep. I was reading a 1963 edition of the National Geographic. And I tell you what, those pygmies are really, really cute.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I thought I might go over there and sort of help them out a bit, you know.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just questioning my faith these days. But I've been out very busy. I've been going out on investigations with quite a few paranormal groups. But it's what can one say? You know, you being a priest and you go out with a paranormal group.
Whatever.
Look! I'll take the battery out. One of the batteries. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. We're on strike right now, sorry.
The girls are on strike.
Yeah, if you're watching the webcam.
All right, look, took the battery out.
He thought nobody would notice that he had his hand on the handle of the fly swatter. I look over and his hand's on it and his finger's on the button.
So.
No.
Oh. Well.
It's all right, girls. Just, he's got to sleep sometime.
Exactly. That is very true.
He does. And most of the time, he's not awake when I get up.
Don't say that.
I'd be sleeping with one eye open, Eric.
I'll be sleeping in the car or the hearse.
Oh, goodness.
You will be sleeping in the hearse.
My head hurts now from that. My finger is still numb.
I have indigestion, and my finger hurts.
Well, it's...
that was a good one, Father.
High five to that one, Father.
Excuse me.
Let me go ahead and thank Chris and Bob with Michigan Night Stalkers. Once again, you can catch their site at www.minspi.org. And make sure you check it out. Chris and Bob, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us on. It was a blast.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That's great.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime. And Father O'Leary, thank you for letting us check in with you and see how you're doing.
I'm so glad you're doing well. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know how that goes. We'll have to give you a call back in like a week or two and find out how your test of religion is going there.
Absolutely. You could call me anytime, darling.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Isn't she too
old? How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm actually quite good at parting hair these days.
I was not. Yeah, all right, my child.
I am not even going to comment on that one. Woo. Right on.
All right, everybody. We're gonna shoot to about a six, seven minute break probably. That way, everybody can go pee, get whatever they want to drink, eat, whatever.
After all that.
We'll take a like 6-7 minute break and then we'll come back and of course we'll have the paranormal news and sports and just as Superman socks and sports and superstitions and stuff like that with Eric Schultes, and we'll talk to you all after the break.
around this place, open your mind. We'll try so hard to get by. Keep your head up, keep your chin up, and keep your high. Listen closely to what's going on.
This is Mary from the Chat People Radio, and come join Lori and myself at our new time next Sunday, 7 p.m., here on Para X.
Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
All right, everybody. Woo-hoo. Welcome back. Once again, like always, I have Dr. Jess with me and Amy, the pair of minks, and I, tonight, am Zap Boy. Zap Boy! Alright, now. So.
We've been watching too much Super Capers.
Oh my god, great Super movie, Capers. Everybody. Go out there and watch Super Capers.
It was not. We'll talk about it after the news.
Yeah, let's go ahead and knock the news out with Eric Schultes. And whenever you're ready, Eric, go ahead.
Alright, good evening, everyone. I am Eric Schultes with the Paranormal News and Sports Update. How's everyone doing tonight?
Electric.
I told me during the break that I wish I would have been able to hear it. That sounds like it was pretty funny.
It was.
It'll be replaying.
Yep.
So I missed you guys last week. I guess you guys had a little difficulty, and then I had some difficulty on my end. I'm back this week and ready to rock and roll. So you guys ready to start off with the paranormal news?
Heck yeah! Let's do this.
All right. Cool. Let's start off in Hollywood. It's almost as if this story here, Life Imitates Art, 27-year-old Anna Paquin, who plays Sookie Stackhouse on HBO's True Blood series, and her on-screen lover, 39-year-old Stephen Moyer, who plays Bill Compton, the vampire, got engaged last week. The two have been an item since the last season of True Blood wrapped in February. And the reason I bring this up is, what's with all these vampire stories, like, you know, Twilight, the two characters are in love off-screen, and then these two get engaged. Maybe the human versions can dazzle their on-screen personas.
All right. Well, I'd like to...
So how's the True Blood story, the series going? I haven't been able to keep up on it.
We haven't watched Sundays yet.
It's crazy. It's getting pretty interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
It's cool. One of those shows where every time it ends, we're like, no!
that was what was good about last season. I'm pissed that we got rid of HBO, but sticking to Hollywood, Peter Jackson's new smash sci-fi hit, District 9, opened up this weekend. Took over the number one slot from G.I. Joe, grossing $37 million in its first weekend. District 9 is sort of a crazy movie. I guess it takes place, starts 30 years in the past, where aliens made contact with Earth. And they put them in a prison sort of encampment in South Africa. They waited and waited for the aliens to attack or to technology, you know, the technology increase, and it never happens. The government's starting to grow tired of it, and then one of the guys gets a hold of some disease, contracts some disease from one of the aliens, and he starts becoming an alien, and that's what the movie's about. But it's a Peter Jackson movie, and of course Peter Jackson was the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and King Kong, so if it's anything like his previous movies, it's going to be a good one.
Heck yeah.
And also I read, this is pretty cool, there's going to be a remake coming out in 2010 of Poltergeist.
Oh, really? Heck yeah.
Yeah, and I got a little more to talk about that a little bit later. Last week, I missed you guys, and I wanted to talk about this. And Amy, you were right about the one psychic that you were talking about. Anyway, there was a psychic that predicted the assassination of President George Bush. The first one, of course, not the most recent debacle, because that might have been a welcome. anyway, the story goes that an unnamed woman psychic told the Secret Service agents that President Bush would be shot from an overpass in Oklahoma. He would be wearing an open collared shirt and sitting on the left side of the car. Well, agents paid the warning no mind because the president always wore a shirt tie and never sat on the left side of the car. He always sat on the right side of the car. It was something that he always had done. Well, when Air Force One landed, he got steps off the plane. He's got an open collared shirt on. He gets in the car. There was something on the right side, so he sat on the left side. And these Secret Service agents started freaking out. They were like, "What the hell is going on? This is, you know, this is exactly what the lady said." So they changed the route that the president took. Thus, he was never assassinated. They never caught a gunman. She didn't say what overpass. She just said an overpass. So all this is coming to light from a book from an ex-Secret Service agent that is telling about his life guarding the president. I guess it's a pretty crazy detail, and it's a pretty prestigious detail, too, for a Secret Service agent to guard the president. But he's telling all. And no one will tell you who this lady was, but there was word that it might have been G. Dixon, who, of course, predicted President John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Okay, so that was the same lady, huh?
Well, they're not saying for sure, but this happened when she was still alive. She died in like 1996 or something like that. This happened in like 1994, when Bush was president. And so they think it was her, but they can't really, they're not for certain. But there was no other psychic that was that in tune because she lived in Washington. She was in tune with most of the presidents.
Yeah, she
actually sat in on press conferences and stuff. And
yep,
she's famous for predicting things that happened in Washington.
Yeah, she was pretty good. There was a biography, I do believe, on her, on the Biography Channel or something like that, where I caught it. And was just totally amazed that this lady has...
Yeah, I googled her, and it was pretty... Her stuff's pretty impressive, man. Some of the stuff that she predicted. Not Nostradamus-like, of course.
No.
Pretty damn...
Okay.
This one, we just talked about this off-air, and I wanted to kind of maybe bring it to your listeners. Maybe you guys can post this picture. But I found this picture on one of the... It was about.com's paranormal section. And there's not a lot of background on this. All it is a picture... But it's called the Camping Ghost or something like that. And what it is this guy took a picture of him and his friends out in the woods. Doesn't say where, but there were seven friends in the picture. And right behind this one guy, you guys have seen the picture, there's a little boy's face that kind of is like right behind the one person. And it's kind of weird because it's out of place. It's behind. It's like low to the ground. So it's not one of the guys. But they can't figure out who this kid was. And I figured we might be able to post this somewhere on one of our websites, and then maybe next week we can talk about it, you know, see if your guy debunked it, or is it real, is it not real, you know, we can talk about it next week on the show.
Okay,
I'll actually be able to put it on Photo Bucket next week, because I'm over my bandwidth, stupid Photo Bucket.
Okay. Cool. And also, I wanted to talk about Amy, this is a friend of ours in Detroit, Jen. I don't want to give her last name, but her name is Jen.
Yeah.
She had a very interesting experience yesterday on Facebook. I was cruising around on Facebook, and I caught a little snippet she put on there about being assaulted by a ghost in her home. Now, you have a little bit more knowledge on the story because I think you talked to her. What exactly went on here?
Apparently, she, you know, her house is active, and she is aware of it. And nothing's ever really bothered her before with any of the interactions. You know, it's just kind of one of those things where she would just brush it off. Well, apparently she was sitting in a chair in either her bedroom or in her living room, and the ghost actually sat on her lap, is what she said, or what she felt. Now, I haven't gotten to get in there and really talk to her because I've been really busy. But it freaked her out pretty good. And I believe what she's saying. You know, we obviously know who she is, and she's not, you know, a Looney Tune or anything like that. And I honestly believe what happened to her was what she says happened, especially how she described what she felt and all of that.
Exactly. She said she saw a ghost before. She said she's been able to see him since she was younger. And she had said something to maybe next time you're in town. I talked to her today, and she said maybe next time you're in town, you get together with some of your Michigan pals and maybe go investigate what's going on in there.
Yeah, I told her that I would, and if it got out of control, to get a hold of me, and I can send people over there ASAP for her. Right. But she said that it was nothing that was, it's not...
It was actually the first time it had ever touched her, or she felt something like that. It held her down and scared the bejesus out of her. But
yeah, it did. It scared her pretty good, and I was just like, ha-ha-ha, welcome to my world! It was what I think it was, is I think honestly, it was trying to embody her, not so much, possess, but trying to communicate. And sometimes spirits will be forceful. Like
Goldberg-esque?
Huh?
Goldberg-esque from the movie?
Yeah, kind of. It's not so much,
Good old Sam. Good old Sam gets in there.
Right. They want to use your body to communicate. So I told her some tips on what she can do and what not to do, and I'm going to work with her a little.
Get the hell out of the house.
Right.
All right, finally, I got one more story for the paranormal. It's a story out of New Zealand, kind of a little creepy. Five siblings were accused of murdering their niece in an exorcism late 2007, were acquitted on, well, I guess they weren't acquitted, but they were going up for manslaughter charges, and they didn't get any jail time. Which is pretty crazy. Five relatives of the victim. The victim was 22-year-old Janet Moses, lived in New Zealand. Her aunts and uncles were actually the people that killed her. What they did is they thought she was possessed. They poured water in her nose and mouth in a ritual to try and drive away an evil Maori warrior chieftain spirit that was embodied, that they figured they thought was in her. Prosecutors are saying now that she might have been mentally ill, and that's why they thought she was possessed. She had came down with something and became mentally ill. She wasn't always this way. Something had happened and she came out mentally ill, or something was wrong. Maybe she was schizo. I don't know. It was crazy. But they mistook it for possession, and they ended up killing this poor girl by drowning her, pretty much. Over several days, they would pour water in her mouth and nose.
What?
Anyway, they were trying to exorcise her. That was their New Zealand way of doing things. Well, anyway, they were, instead of being sent to jail time, they got community service as punishment.
That's wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty sweet, huh? So
silly.
I guess if you kill someone, that's all you got to do is claim that you were, trying to get rid of their
exercise the demons.
Exactly. So that does it for the paranormal news. There wasn't a lot going on in the world of sports. A few good things. Tiger Woods, big story this weekend. His last bit of the year to win a major championship would have been his 15th major championship. Lost yesterday. He had a 3-shot lead going into the fourth final round in Minnesota yesterday for the PGA Championship. First time he's ever lost after leading going into the final round. He lost to the first Asian-born winner of a major PGA event, South Korean Y.E. Yang. Like I said, this is the first major that Tiger had lost while being in the lead. He's lost, came up short, but never like this. So Tiger played horrible. He shot like 3 over par. This Y.E. Yang shot 3 under. Just it was crazy. It was pretty surreal because this guy was chasing Tiger the whole weekend, and finally Tiger just collapsed, which has never happened in his whole career. So it was kind of nice to see that this guy might actually be human. Former Olympic gold medalist and current professional wrestler Kurt Angle was arrested Saturday morning for violating a protection order against him in his hometown of suburban Pittsburgh. The protection order was filed just hours before, after he and his girlfriend had been fighting and kind of got a little violent. She called like an hour and a half before, filed this protection thing, and he was caught violating it. While he was being arrested, two officers searched the car and found a needle that contained hydropeptin, which is a human growth hormone, HGH, is what it's known as on the street. But Angle said he had a prescription for the substance, which, by the way, his current wrestling company, TNA, considers a banned substance. So it's pretty sure that he might be getting in some trouble. Angle was pulled over in a parking lot where his girlfriend was having a coffee. She noticed that his car was driving through, called police. They arrested him. he said he was looking for a hotel room because he'd been booted out of his house that he'd lived in with this girl. But he shows up in the same parking lot, which was half coffee, no hotel around. So his excuse was kind of crazy. Anyway, Angle defended his heavyweight title last night against Sting. Yes, he is still around, folks.
I can't.
And, looking fat as hell too. If you want to he's got like man boobs and a big old beer gut. It's hilarious. But Angle had been a Division I college wrestling champion at Corian University in Pennsylvania. He, of course, won the gold medal at the 1996 Olympics. Became a professional wrestler, wrestled in the WWF, He wrestled in WCW for a while, and now, of course, he's the main man in the main event mafia on Spike TV, TNA Wrestling. I don't follow wrestling anymore, so I don't really care, but yeah. I thought it was a pretty good story because of all the baseball and stuff people going around with the HGH thing. So, first week of preseason football is in the books, and yes, folks, Michael Vick has a job.
I seen that.
The former Atlanta quarterback signed a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, which is a good fit for him, I think. I think Donovan McNabb knows he's the number one quarterback there. Vick's not going to compete for that for that job. He'll probably see 10 to 15 plays a game, gain some rushing yards, maybe have a pass here and there, but he's going to be utilized for what he is. He's a speed guy. He's been out of the game for 2 years now. But it's good to see him back. I'm glad he's getting another chance. You know, killing dogs isn't that big a deal. The guy just got off. I mean, it is a big deal, but come on. I mean, the one dude just got off, did 30 days in jail for killing a guy in a drunk driving accident. You know what I mean?
Right.
They did suspend him for a year from football, though, that guy. So he's getting punished. He's not making any pay. He's got suspended without pay. Dante Stallworth did. So he is paying for what he did. He didn't only do 30 days in jail for killing a guy, but he's not going to get paid this year. Anyway, also on the gridiron, I got a couple scores for you. New Orleans beat St. Louis 17-7. Washington got whooped down by Baltimore 23-0. Tom Brady looked like the old Tom Brady of old. Had two touchdown passes as he led New England over Philadelphia 27-25. Detroit, baby, they got back on the winning side.
Oh, boy.
They came back. They were down 26. They were down 23-10 at halftime. They came back and won 27-26, beating Atlanta.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was great, man. I only watched a little bit of it. I was up north all weekend. But anyway, defending champion of your boy, Ben Roethlisberger's Pittsburgh Steelers, they beat up on Arizona again, 20-10.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight your beloved Carolina Panthers took one out. They almost had it, man. They were up 17. They were tied 17-17 with 2 minutes to go, and the third-string quarterback threw an interception, returned for a touchdown. The New York Giants, they lost 24-17. It's first week of preseason, so it's not that big a deal, but I figure this will be something that's going to be talked about a lot. I'm a big football fan.
Heck yeah.
And the last story I got is I wanted to share this again with you guys last week. I thought it was hilarious. This guy, Patrick Kane, he's a Chicago Blackhawk forward in the NHL for the Chicago Blackhawks. He, along with his cousin, attacked and robbed a cab driver in Buffalo.
What?
Get this. Yeah, get this. Hold on. The story goes, they were drunk at a bar. The caddy picks them up, takes them to their destination. The total of the ride was $13.80. He gives the guy $15. The caddy gave him a dollar and told him, "I'm sorry that I don't have any change on me. Is it all right if I, you know?" Evidently, Kane really needed that 20 cents because him and his cousin choked and punched this guy, took their money back, broke this dude's nose and his glasses in the process.
Oh my
God. I mean, how thick and cheap is this guy? This guy is—he's charged with assault, larceny, faces multiple counts of battery for 20 cents. This guy's a number one draft pick, rookie of the year from the Chicago Blackhawks. He's a savior for hockey in Chicago, worth millions of dollars. He might go to jail for 20 freaking cents.
That's awesome. Good job. High five to him.
You know, the lawyers
exactly.
One is because they slipped the other team date rape drugs, right?
You know
what's that?
The only reason why the Steelers won is because they slipped the other team date rape drugs.
I am good.
Exactly.
Yep.
Boom. Yeah, well, guess what? My man is on tomorrow with Shaq versus Ben
Roethlisberger. Shaq versus Ben Roethlisberger. I guess what they're going to do.
The date rape drugs.
He's going to do that every week. That seems like it's going to be pretty cool. I'm actually going to DVR it. I'll check out the first episode and see what it's like. But I guess he's supposed to do that with a bunch. Like he's going to play Pete Sampras in tennis. You know, around Agassi, something like that. I don't know exactly what it is. But you can go around and play different sports. Yeah, can you imagine 7'1", 300 plus pounds playing tennis?
I know, he's going to be sweating worse than he is when he's at the foul line, man.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, that does it for the Paranormal Sports Report. This week's edition of the Superstitions and Curses is not sports-related, but it ties in with something I talked about earlier, the Poltergeist Curse. The curse of Poltergeist, the movie, of course. The first Poltergeist movie appeared on screen in 1982, one of the most successful films of the 80s. The sequels were in 86 and 88. Now, what happens is there were several deaths that occurred during filming, but after filming was wrapped up. There's been a debate whether it happened while it was filming. These people actually died on the set. No, none of this did happen, but they died shortly after after the movies were released. Four deaths. Dominique Dunn, who played the oldest sister in the first Poltergeist movie, she was murdered by her ex-lover shortly after the first film's release. There's not a lot of details about it, but it was shortly after the release, so that was the first death. Julian Beck, who the old man who played the bad spirit in Poltergeist 2, he died of stomach cancer shortly after the release of the movie. Will Sampson, who played the good spirit in Poltergeist, he died after receiving a heart and lung transplant. He was also the Indian in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
The little old lady psychic that Caroline, get out. I don't have her name, but she died.
See?
And of course, the worst was the young girl that played
Caroline
in the movie. She died of a septic infection due to a bowel blockage.
Mm-hmm.
She was the young girl in all three movies, but she died shortly. I think it was right after the third one was almost unwrapped filming, and she died right before that. So there's actually a couple scenes in the movie near the end where it's not really her, it's just a blonde girl.
It
looks like her. So considering all this, is there a curse to the movie? It's up in the air. Two of the deaths were from terminal illnesses that were before pre-production of the films began. They were diagnosed with these diseases. None of the deaths, despite what people have said and rumors, occurred on the set. So it's kind of like one of the things it could have been. Is it just, all the other people, Craig T. Nelson went on to have a good career. He was coach and he'd done voices and all that stuff. So, it's kind of one of the things where it might be a curse, but I figured it was something to talk about since we talked about Poltergeist earlier in the show.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you have any kind of, release date or when they're going to start filming the remake of
Poltergeist? They said the Poltergeist movie is supposed to be released, they said, Thanksgiving of 2010.
Oh.
It's probably right now in the pre-planning. There was no characters listed. It's just that MGM released the thing earlier this week that it was going to be coming out. So keep your eyes peeled for some trailers and stuff like that. It looks pretty good. Actually, there's new trailers out for the Vampire, the Twilight movie, New Moon. It looks pretty crazy. They got the one kid turning into a werewolf, and it looks pretty sweet. Check that one out, too.
Yeah, Jess isn't too happy.
So, that wraps up my time tonight on Sepia RVP. Please reach out to me at sepiarvpnews@sepianc.com. Otherwise, I'm running low on these Christian superstitions, guys.
Yeah, so, I wanted to share something with you. I don't know if you noticed, but the remake of Rob Zombie, he's doing Halloween 2.
Yeah, Halloween 2. I was going to talk about that next week.
It comes out on Mom's birthday.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I see. That was why I wanted to talk about it next week. Now it's for sure. I'll talk about it next week then.
Yep.
Because that's kind of odd that it comes out on Mom's birthday. That's awesome.
I know, and that's one of her favorite movies too. So
yeah, it was that too. Cool. All right. Well, I got to get up early in the morning. If no one knew, my son's been in the hospital all day. He had some problems breathing last night, and he's all good. Everything's good. So we're gonna pick him up in the morning. Me and Morgan are just hanging out right now. So if you fall asleep. And I will talk to you guys next week.
All right. Well, give my little man a big hug and kiss for Man Amy.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye. We'll talk to you guys later, Jeff.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to go through this next bit a little quickly because we're running a little over. But, hey, there's nobody on after us. So we can get away with that for now.
Woo-hoo!
But that probably won't be for too much longer. So I asked you guys to send in what your EVPs would say, or RVPs as we call them. If you were to die today and somebody had a recorder and caught what you were saying, what would it be? So we're going to go through what was sent to us. Let's see.
This is Angel for Spirits. ex-hubby after I kick him out. Now, what you gonna do about it? Nice.
Mm. And then for the people in the Pair X chat room, she says, love you guys. Told you I would be back. Let's see. Misty Dawn says, free the pee.
No.
Oh. No, yeah, okay.
Can you speak a little clearer? Can't hear you over here.
All right. Let's see. Seal and Cat. Want to read this one, Jess?
I can't sit. That's all, folks. I can't do impressions.
But that was good.
That was I've been eating candy corn.
Alex from Ideal Event Managed says, oh my God, Eric, that was priceless.
That was priceless. I'm sorry, but I'm, for the rest of the night, going to see Eric going, and seeing the freaking fly swatter fly over my head with him just, yeah.
And me jumping back trying to avoid getting hit by it.
Oh, that was pleasant.
So, what would your EVP say today?
High five. That was brilliant.
And Jess?
You go first, because I'm going to say you're not appropriate.
Mine would say, oh my goodness, that hurt. So.
I bet someone else would say, yeah, take it.
Shazam!
Anyway.
I want to do the same thing, Misty Donna. I just want to watch it going over and over and over, like loop it.
All right, folks. Well,
we have to plug.
Yeah, we have to go ahead and plug. Go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, on September 10th, you better be bringing your butts down here to North Carolina.
Snort.
You better be bringing your booties down here in September to North Carolina for our Phantasm 2009 event.
Yes. Yep. 4 weeks, guys. Tickets are going fast.
Get your butts on it.
Yeah. I recommend. I mean, seriously.
And we've even...
Wait too much longer. You're not going to get one.
You don't have to buy the 4-day pass.
Yep.
We actually have individual day passes that you can buy now.
Yes.
So go to www.sepianc.com. That's
www.sepianc.com.
All right, you heard it. Go there, click on the Phantasm link, and you can get your Phantasm tickets. We'll have special guest Gavin Cromwell with us, and maybe a few surprise guests. We'd never know.
Never know.
So get your tickets now, and we'll have a great time.
What do I never know?
You never know anything.
I never know anything.
I never know.
I didn't do it.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And since we're running over, we won't worry about the outro. We'll just go ahead and cut it. And I'll have the video stream up within about 2 minutes on, if you click the live video on the Pair-X website. And you can go on there. And when the video comes up, there's an on-demand button. You'll be able to get it on demand tonight's show. And
so you can see Eric going,
And we'll have the podcast up here shortly also. That's www.sepiarvp.podomatic.com.
If you go to the event, we'll give you a fart catcher.
Yeah, come to the event, we'll give you a fart catcher. A fart catcher built from the Kiwis.
Don't ever believe his Australian accent. Oh, my God. Sorry, Rusty. That was a joke.
So, you guys have a great night. Tune in next week. We're going to have Keith Johnson on with us, and we'll be giving away a couple of his books.
Yes, we will.
So be tuned in. And next week as well, we're going to start giving away tickets.
It's a Phantasm.
Yes, we are. So, you better tune in to get your free tickets.
Those are finally coming.
So, all right. Well, Frank, whenever you can say goodnight if you'd like, because I know Mr. Don's waiting to hear from you.
It'll make her night.
We'll make her night. So, and you can lead us out.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Good night, everyone.